Hi, in this video I'm going to show you how to make use of the RESTful web service of SharePoint, listdata.svc, from within the document information panel created with InfoPath. For this, I prepared a small scenario where I've got a website with some books, and the purpose of the document information panel will be to help users to make requests for books. By creating new documents, so it could be, of course, Word or Excel documents or whatever. So, if I create a new document here, Word opens. So it takes a bit of time, and you see that it's already trying to, or it's already contacting listdata.svc and getting the list of books. And once the panel is opened, so taking a bit of while, try to enlarge that. You see that actually you've got all the books stored in the books list here. And so here the point is just to show you how you can make the panel interacting with REST. And here, when you click on the book, then it just puts its ISBN number in the title. And then, if I save the document, I'll have, of course, the ISBN number in the title. So it's a very basic scenario. The point here is just to show you that. On top of that, you can also see how to filter data, for instance. And I'm gonna show you the form. You see here that it's contacting listdata.svc. And it has added a filter statement in the query string, and so it should return the list of books whose the title contains Microsoft. You see, I have only two books here. So let's see how this panel has been built. I'm not going to rebuild it from scratch because it would take too long, especially for a video. But I've opened this panel in Design View. And here, actually, this is just metadata. When you create the document information panel, you have to specify either the content type, either the document library, the source document library, and then InfoPath builds or creates the main data source for you. And in the main data source, you've got the core properties and potentially other properties if you have custom properties created for your content type or your document library. In that case, I just built, so I created that panel on top of this library, and as you can see, I have no custom column in the lists. I only have the title column. That's why I have nothing here in that part of the data source. So I've just added another data connection, and actually this is, I called it SharePoint REST. To create such a data source, you can just create an add button, receive data, choose the REST web service, sorry, and then type the URL. So here I did it already, so I'm gonna modify it so that you can see. Here I've typed the full URL of my website, followed by vti-bin and then listdata.svc. And since I want to get the list of books when the form opens, I already specified that via that part of the query string. And then I just click on next. So it's a bit slow, sorry for that. And then you see it prompts you, or it not prompts you, but it asks you whether you want to the data source to be opened automatically upon form load, which I check the checkbox here. So now that it's done, you see that there is another data source available here. If I select it, I see that it's a field, and I see that what is really interesting for me, it's that part, the M properties, because the M properties is the part containing all the metadata I need. You see, I've got my book title, ISBN, picture, book link, and so on. So, with all of that, I just created a repeating table. It's quite easy. You can insert a repeating table from here, and then you need to bind it to your data source here, so the SharePoint REST. So I've already done that, and as you can see, I've got my fields here. I just converted the book link into a picture so that the picture is loaded when the data is retrieved by the form. And actually, when you've built that, you can start a preview from InfoPath directly, so you don't need to publish it first. And what also I can show you is, for instance, here in that zone, I created a few rules. And the goal of that is to say that when I enter a value and I hit the tab key, a filter is automatically triggered to retrieve the list of books containing the title. And I'll show you in a minute how to do that by code. But first, let's see just with simple rules. If I go here, if I go into manage rules, you'll see that here I've disabled the rules. I will just re-enable them, and I'll show you in a minute in the preview mode how it works. You see that actually when the rule is triggered, when the keyword is not blank, so this data is mapped, or this control is mapped to the keyword metadata. And so I say that when the keyword is not blank, so when you type something in it, there are two actions. First, and you see that you can add an action, and there is an action called change REST URL. Oops, sorry. So first I change the REST URL, and I say that I make a concatenation. So the concatenation is the concatenation of my website and books. So as we say, so originally I add the filter. So this is the RESTful syntax. I add the filter keyword, let's say, or parameter. And in the filter, I say substring of the value of the current field is contained into the field title. Okay, substring of is the REST function I need to use. And I use a concat function to make sure that this will result in the full URL, understandable URL for the REST web service. So I click on cancel, and the second rule is just to say, or the second action is just to say that I wanna trigger the REST data connection, and when this data connection is triggered, the repeating table is refreshed. So if I make a preview of that, so here I'm really previewing from the InfoPath designer, not from the on another Office client. So I make a preview, and since I've re-enabled the rules, if I type now Microsoft and then tab key, you see that it triggers my rules, and the list of books here should be filtered. So as you can see, you don't need any code to make such a form. So I just added a button apply filter to show you how you can do the same with the code. But actually, you don't really need code here. Just using rules and the controls is enough. And you see that here it has refreshed my list too. So if I go into the developer tab, I've already created the code, so I'm just going to explain it. I go into the code editor, and actually, when the button is clicked, what you need to use is just that class here, file query connection, and you can retrieve your connection. So SharePoint REST here is the name I gave to my REST connection, and then I just say that I browse the data connections, I get SharePoint REST as a file query connection. File query connection is actually a property called file location, and file location is actually the URL of the let's say web service endpoint. So what I do is just to rebuild, as I did with the rule, here I rebuild by code. I just rebuild the new URL, and here I say that if the filter value, so coming from my text box, is not empty, I just say that I take the SharePoint website URL, I get it via that object here, server info. It's an InfoPath object that gives you the current URL, so this is much more interesting to use that rather than hard-coded URL, because this one will really vary according to where you are in SharePoint. Or yeah, and so the second part is just the filter part as in the rule, so nothing has changed yet, and I pass the filter value. If my filter value is empty, I just put, or I just retrieve the full list of books, and then I just ask InfoPass to execute the connection again. So as you can see, this is quite basic. Currently, at the time of recording this video, InfoPass project templates are still not, or are not yet supported by Visual Studio 2010. So hopefully it will be soon, because another way to work with the REST web services would be probably to use a proxy. But from the code editor here, it's not possible. If I show you here the Project Explorer, it's not possible to add a service reference to an SVC to a WCF service. So it's just possible to use the regular or the old ASMX services. So hopefully this will be quickly available in Visual Studio 2010. So that's it. That was the point of the video. Thank you.